mass rallies were organized by the democratically elected movement of Hamas throughout Gaza to celebrate what they call the victory over Israel. Thousands of joyful Hamas supporters marched toward the parliament, which was bombed during Israel's 22-day war on Gaza. Men and women heaped praise on the resistance movement and called for the continuation of the resistance to get their rights back.
We came here to celebrate the victory of our resistance over the Israeli enemy, despite the high number of human losses and massive destruction. We are here to stress that we will always support our resistance movements.
We are all with the resistance. Our enemies try to intimidate us with warplanes and tanks, but we tell them they failed and lost the battle.
A number of Hamas officials attended the rally and said that Israel has failed to weaken Hamas and dent the resistance.
Our feeling is a mixture of joy and grief. We are sad because we lost our loved ones and happy that our enemy was defeated. They could not break our spirits and resistance. They admitted they could not destroy Hamas.
On the third day of the fragile ceasefire, Israeli forces killed a Palestinian farmer in eastern Gaza and conducted a limited ground incursion into Khan Yunis. With its gunboats open fire at Gaza Beach, life has returned to a semblance of normality with policemen deployed in the street of Gaza. The Palestinians of Gaza celebrated today the victory over Israel, which has failed during its 22-day war on the siege of Gaza to achieve its objectives it had announced. Now it's time to reconstruct devastated Gaza, which is still under Israeli siege.
UN Chief Ban Ki-moon was the first high-ranking international official to visit the besieged Gaza after the ceasefire. He inspected the damage inflicted on UNRWA's headquarters and warehouse, which were burned during Israeli offensive. At a press conference in the UN compound, Ban Ki-moon said he was appalled by Israeli attacks on a UN compound. He also called the attacks outrageous and demanded a full investigation into those raids.
I'm just appalled. I'm not able to describe how I'm feeling, having seen this site of the bombing of the United Nations. I have asked full investigation and make those responsible people accountable.
Ban Ki-moon left devastated Gaza, in which more than 1,400 Palestinians, most of whom civilians, were killed, and thousands of residential houses were destroyed. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza.